Welcome to Psalms of Home with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I want to talk today about the blessings that we have from the Lord, and of course, play some wonderful God-honoring music for you, and I hope you'll stay tuned. You know, because of my busy schedule, sometimes I end up with a limited amount of time every week to exercise. And yet, when I arrange my schedule to incorporate some exercise outside, I find I really enjoy not only the time away from my office, but just being outside. Enjoying the beauty of God's creation around me is so invigorating. Yes, when my time exercising doesn't come from duty, but delight in the world around me, then I enjoy it. Well, in Psalm 119, David tells of his delight in God's word. He uses the word delight 8 times in Psalm 119. And throughout the chapter, he writes, "I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Later he writes, "I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love." And you know, the psalmist's words, "I will delight," indicates that there's a deliberate act of his will. He chooses to delight in reading God's word. It's not a burden for him to delight in God's word because he loves God. David's close relationship with God created in him a desire to know what his God had to say to him. And you know, in the same way, for us to move from duty, I really should read the Bible more, to delight in God's word, we do need to take time with the Lord in prayer and Bible study. When we read verses and remember about how much God loves us and cherishes us, we will delight to spend time with him. We will move from duty to delight. I know, because I've experienced those times too. And in Psalm 119, verse 97, David writes, "Oh, how I love your word! It is my meditation all day long." Yes, dear friends, whether you take time to read the Bible in the morning, noon, or night, like David, choose to make God's word your delight. Ask him to speak to you through the verses you read, and he will. God loves to talk to you as you delight in him. It's one of the many blessings that we have from God. Well, there's a song I have come to love, and it's somewhat new, but I've listen to it enough that I know the words, and I often sing it throughout the day. I hope it will become real to you also. Here's the triumphant quartet singing, "The Goodness of God."
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice, it through the fire, and in darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He is so is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after. My life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Oh, yes, I know God has been faithful to me and you, even when we didn't love him, even when we don't think about him. His goodness has followed after us. Well, in thinking of the many blessings of the Lord, including his goodness to us, one major blessing for mankind was when the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered in the late 1940s. I have always loved reading about archaeology, and especially biblical archaeology. And at that time, the scrolls were the oldest known copies of the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament. For decades, the scrolls have been carefully guarded and their use restricted to a small amount of scholars. But in an effort to preserve the ancient fragments while broadening access to them, the Antiquities Authority in Israel, in partnership with Google, is making high-resolution images of the 2,000-year-old scrolls available to every one of us online. That's exciting. That means that you or I will soon be able to study the scrolls. Well, that is if we know Hebrew. But I know that I would be blessed just seeing the fragments, looking at them, realizing that they're thousands of years old. And what a blessing to know that our Bible is accurate with the ancient scrolls. But it's also a reminder of the great treasure we currently possess in the Bible itself. And throughout Psalm 119, which I looked at in the previous segment, the psalmist celebrates the eternal nature and life-giving wisdom of God's Word. And right in the middle of Psalm 119, the writer declares in verse 93, I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. You know, many of us, at least in the United States, have had a Bible almost all our lives. And yet, how much time do we spend in reading and studying it? How deeply do we think about the meaning of familiar passages? Yes, like King David wrote in earlier chapters, let's choose to delight in reading the Bible. Let's ask God to guide and teach and strengthen us through His Word. Let's ask Him to give us wisdom for our daily lives as we read and study it. And you know what? He will. God says He desires for us to know Him, and the way is to read His messages to us in the Bible. I know that as we do, it will bring us comfort and peace and joy and even guidance if we ask Him. So, if you're going through a difficult time in your life right now, this next song is for you. Here are the Dixie Melody Boys singing, He Looked Beyond My Faults.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why
yes, in our darkest hour, what assurance to know that Jesus looks beyond our faults and loves us anyway and always. You know, I'm Samantha Landy, and on this program, I'm talking about remembering God's blessings in our lives no matter what is going on right now. Well, when I was a child, I remember my fifth birthday. I wasn't just excited about the cake and the party, no. I was happy that I was no longer four, because I was going to go to school like my older sisters. Well, as I've gotten older, however, birthdays have sometimes been more discouraging than exciting. And a few years ago, when I celebrated my birthday, a reminder that I was definitely growing older, my husband cheered me up with a reminder that I should be grateful because I'm growing older and that we were together. And then he reminded me of Psalm 71, where the psalmist talks about God's presence throughout his life. In verse 6, the psalmist writes, "You, God, took me out of my mother's womb. By you I have been upheld from birth. My praise shall continually be of you." And in verse 17, he proclaims, O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. And then the psalmist writes about when he's older. He writes in verse 18, Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation. Yes, we have all had difficulties throughout our lives, and we may be gray-headed. But with the psalmist, we can still declare God's goodness to the world. So when your birthday comes, let it remind you of God's faithfulness in your life. And may my prayer for you be, Lord, remind me often that growing older means I'm growing closer to you. Keep my heart filled with gratitude for your many blessings. And dear friends, if you have a birthday this month, write or email me with the date, and I'll send you a free book of mine as my gift for your birthday. So yes, let's count our many blessings birthday by birthday. And now let's listen to Vern Jackson sing one of my favorite songs, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their bed. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. So if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Oh yes, count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and you will see what the Lord has done. Oh, I love that song. Well, when this program's over, I hope you'll take a few minutes to think about your blessings. You might even take a moment to thank the Lord that my program's on your station. And of course, I would love to hear from you telling me that you listen. That would be a huge blessing for me. Well, one day I read that John F. Burns spent 40 years covering world events for the New York Times newspaper. And in an article written after his retirement in 2015, Burns wrote, "Never forget, it's not how far you've traveled, it's what you've brought back." Yes, what we can bring back is the memory of the many blessings that God has given us throughout our lives. And Psalm 37 could be considered King David's list of what he brought back from his journey of life, from shepherd boy to soldier and then king. Psalm 37 is a list of the contrast of the wicked with the righteous and affirming those who trust the Lord. And David begins with, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Oh, there's so many wonderful verses in that chapter. I hope you'll read all of Psalm 37. But let me jump now to verses 23 and 24. It says, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. And though he may stumble, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." And then verse 25, another one of my favorite verses. "I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken." No, it's not how far we've traveled in life, but what we remember of God's blessings in our lives. Yes, as the years add up, God's faithfulness continues and our blessings keep multiplying if we just take a moment to stop and remember. Now let's listen to a song by the Gaither Vocal Band as they sing, "Oh, What a Time." I love this song because it lists some of the names of our Lord. They sing, "He is the light in my darkness, my burden bearer, my joy in sorrow, my sword and shield." Oh, it's so wonderful. Here they are singing, "Oh, What a Time."
Oh, my Lord, what a time. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world to flee, to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Time. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world to flee, to live eternally. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Oh, my Lord, what a time. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord, what a time. From this old world.
Yes, Jesus is our burden bearer, and we can depend on him. And in Psalm 9:1, it says, "I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wondrous deeds." King David wrote this psalm as a prayer and thanksgiving to the Lord. And you know, being grateful for something that I can't see happening requires a faithful attitude. But being grateful in circumstances that don't seem to be going our way requires our complete trust in God, doesn't it? I recall times when the situations in my life seemed most difficult until I was able to look at them later from hindsight. Then I could see how all the pieces fit together to bring me to the doorstep of a new divine blessing a new place of trust in the Lord. And you know, one of the best blessings that we can give to our friends and family is to pray for them. Yes, praying for others is a way that we can give them a blessing at any time, day or night. As many of you know who listen to Psalms of Hope, I pray for you at dawn each day. When I receive letters asking for prayer, it's as I'm looking at the mountains outside my window, and I pray for your needs by name. And then I take a special time to pray for the Lord to bless all of you, my listeners, whom I haven't met, even you precious listeners on the other side of the world. I pray for God's unbounded love and care to come into your lives each and every day. And yes, I think of you each time I pray and plan for this program. Yep, I'm thinking of you, and how can I help you and encourage you in your walk with the Lord? I pray that not only the scriptures I read, the thoughts I share, but the words of the songs that I play will be a special blessing to each of you. And I would so love to hear from you this week. And if you can help support this program to stay on your station, I'd appreciate it so much. I don't take a salary or royalties from my books, so all of your gifts help to pay for the airtime on your station. Well, this is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope and trust in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.